For years, I thought I was disciplined, but deep down, I actually knew I was lazy. The only reason I ever got things done was because I wanted them badly enough. I'm what most people might call a high achiever, but not because I'm some productivity machine. Truth is, I'd rather stay inside, binge watch something, be left alone to my thoughts, avoiding reality. And yet, I still managed to show, create, and finish things that matter to me. I used to think that was discipline, but then I read something that changed everything. I was reading Mark Manson's Everything is Fucked. He talks about the thinking brain and the feeling brain. The thinking brain is logical. It makes plans, writes the to-do list, schedules your week. But the truth is, it's not the one driving or making the decisions. Your feeling brain is. The feeling brain is behind the wheels and it only goes where it wants to go. And it doesn't care how many alarms you set. If it's not emotionally convinced, it's not moving. That's when I realized the reason I was able to stay so disciplined is because I have a strong why. My feeling brain is in love with the process. And when your why is strong enough, you don't have to force yourself. You fall in love with the process, and the process becomes the reward. So if you keep postponing starting that painting, skipping workouts, letting that drink collect dust, it's not because you're weak or broken. It's because your feeling brain hasn't been given a reason it can't ignore. You don't need to build more discipline first. You need to find a why that is so strong, so alive, that discipline takes care of itself. Because the most disciplined person in the world still goes nowhere without a reason to move.